Lebanon ceasefire collapses, oil markets lurch, and diplomacy narrows. The Lebanon ceasefire that took effect in mid-May lasted barely 3 weeks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered strikes on Beirut's southern suburbs early Monday, accusing Hezbollah of multiple violations in what officials described as the most significant escalation since the truce began. The breakdown came despite an intensive weekend of U.S. mediation. Secretary of State Marco Rubio had presented what sources described as a comprehensive de-escalation framework, reportedly including expanded UNIFIL monitoring, a gradual Israeli withdrawal from southern Lebanon, and new guarantees regarding Hezbollah's military infrastructure. None of it gained traction, and Rubio's revised plan will now face its first test at Tuesday's emergency talks. Oil prices surged more than 6% in early Asian trading. Goldman Sachs issued a research note warning that markets are entering what it called a demand destruction phase, in which prices could spike high enough to trigger economic slowdown before supply constraints ease. Southeast Asian airline stocks fell sharply, with jet fuel costs reportedly up more than 80% since the latest escalation began, forcing route cancellations and fare increases just as the summer tourism season approaches. The maritime dimension sharpened the alarm further. The United States warned that ships ignoring orders in the Strait of Hormuz may be treated as threats, language that effectively militarizes a choke point through which roughly 20% of global oil transit passes. Even the perception of restricted access, analysts noted, is sufficient to move prices significantly. Diplomatic options appeared to narrow on multiple fronts simultaneously. President Emmanuel Macron of France held calls with four regional leaders over the weekend, stating that the window for de-escalation must be seized now, partly out of concern that the Lebanon escalation could derail parallel negotiations between Iran and the United States. Those talks themselves hardened. President Trump reportedly returned Tehran's latest peace draft with significantly tougher conditions after a Friday Situation Room meeting, and Iran's chief negotiator responded by insisting no agreement would be approved without what he called ironclad guarantees.